ich glaube, wir können uns nicht beschützen.
Jetzt sind Preis Gott für alle Personen der Gemeinde zu.
We are a testimony of what God is doing every day.
Wir sind ein Zeugnis dessen, was Gott jeden Tag tut.
While we are staying in front of him every Sunday and worshiping him, it's really a testimony of the Holy Spirit. Since months I have this kind of burden of preaching of the Holy Spirit. And I believe it was not coming directly to me, of course. I believe it was coming to me.
Und als ich mich das verstanden habe, dass ich hier und ich war nicht drin, weil ich nicht der Erste, der dieses Bedürfnis hat, das man dann macht. Markus hat über den Heiligen Geist geredet zu Beginn des Jahres.
And whatever happened in the beginning, after I did something that I preached me to preach about.
Ja, und das war eben der Anfang dessen und ich habe mich immer mehr beschäftigt.
And almost every time I preach in the last sermons, it's discovered.
Ja, und das war also immer wieder mein besonderes Thema in meinen letzten Predigten, kam ich immer wieder auf dieses Thema zurück.
And I am sensitive to the Holy Spirit, what he wants me to preach.
Ja, und ich bin also sehr offen.
Even though I have other things in my heart to share with
you,
but I believe that God wants us to go on to live the Holy
Spirit.
And since I am preaching today and next Sunday also, I have two sermons about the same.
Yeah, okay. So heute und nächste Sonntag und dann werde ich also wieder zu diesem Thema halten.
And today I will focus more on the personal life with the Holy Spirit.
Und heute möchte ich mich sehr konzentrieren auf wie mein persönliches Leben mit dem Heiligen Geist aussieht.
And next Sunday will be the life of the church.
Und nächste Woche wollen wir hören, wie der Heilige Geist in der Gemeinde wird.
As you may recognize, the Holy Spirit works in us and in us.
Und wie ihr selbst wahrscheinlich schon gemerkt habt, wirkt der Heilige Geist in uns, aber auch in rundherum in der Gemeinde.
Because at first, he will strengthen the individuals, and then by the individuals, he will strengthen all the
church.
So let's go back to remind us some important verses from the Bible. The reason I repeat sometimes the verses is because it's important. We think we know enough from the Bible and maybe we don't know from the Bible again. But I assure you that until the day you leave this earth, you will get from the Bible as much as you can. Because the Bible is full to read surprises. And this word is called the bread of life. Without the bread of life, we can
eat.
Also, other words about the word of God, we find it nice and what it's like and so on.
Es ist Wort Gottes, das hat eine Bedeutung im Namen auf die Sache des Lebens oder das Wort des Lebens.
So, let's go to the Acts, chapter 1. First, I want to make it clear to our
team.
This is about the person. Which will come and heal the people of his
strength.
But many people are ignoring the Holy Spirit. They are focusing on Father and they are focusing on Jesus. And really, I'm doing it all for myself here in order that no one is going to think that. We also are not focusing on the need of the Holy Spirit. And do not forget that the Holy Spirit has the whole attributes as Father and Son. He is present everywhere. This is one of the attributes. He knows everything. This is the second attribute. And he is all powerful or omnipotent. It's the Holy Spirit. Same like Father and the Son. So he is the same. And the other thing in this verse is what the Holy Spirit is or will do with us and with us. He says, Jesus says that the Holy Spirit will strengthen
us.
Remember that they were afraid and hiding. When he was resurrected from the dead, he was visiting them in a closed place, in a place where they were hiding. And he understands very well his disciples because he stayed with them alone. When Jesus appeared to them in that room, closed place, he saw two different things. He saw happiness that they must see Jesus alive again. And he saw fear in them because they were exposing themselves to
suffering.
But he says that, okay, you need the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit made a difference for everything. So he strengthened them, the Holy Spirit strengthened them. And for what reason? To preach the gospel. Let us say it together, preach the gospel. Amen. I believe that Jesus is so much, and God in heaven is so much expecting us to preach the
gospel.
Many people say, okay, I was young and I was preaching then, but now I'm old. I'm telling you the same. I was young in that time, but now I'm more inspired for Jesus. I was inspired 52 years ago, but I'm more inspired now. Why? Because it's Holy Spirit. He wants people to
have
it. It doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter who you
are.
You need only one God. You need not five
gods.
And we need only His God, Jesus. Our destiny is where will because that is the heart of Jesus. But I will take a step back. We, as people, we think again about the egoism. We think we are egoistic. Somehow we are not interested in all these four stations. We are interested only, okay, I want to be saved.
Unser Hauptanliegen ist, ob ich bin gerettet, ich komme nicht nach meinem Tod zu
mir. And for this we are so joyful.
Und das macht uns froh.
I will go not in hell.
Ich komme nicht in die Hölle.
I will go in heaven.
Ich habe einen Platz im Himmel.
I'm happy.
Das macht mich froh.
And probably I've helped many people.
Und das kann ich sagen, dass ich hier nicht dann weiter.
But when it's coming to our neighbors, and thinking I'm going to heaven, but my neighbor is going to hell. He said, oh, this is not my
job.
Please come, send an apostle or an evangelist to preach to my neighbor. Am I in point now? Do I touch something? We try the best way we can to avoid our responsibilities. Okay, we do that. Because we think no one will hear us. No one will be interested in what I'm saying. And we cover ourselves in so much excuses. If I want to have boldness,
then it is
boldness. I was in the middle of Muslims. They were surrounding me, no one could
hit me.
Maybe I'm talking to someone, but I don't want to use permission. But we have to Und
wenn ihr nicht auf der Kraft des Heiligen Geistes gekommen wäre, wäre nichts passiert.
That's why Jesus was speaking parents to Nicodemus. You have to be born again.
Und das hat Jesus auch dem Nicodemus erklärt, sie muss von neuem geboren werden.
So the story for our journey with God starts when we get born again.
Und deshalb sind auch für uns unser Weg mit Gott zu gehen, sich von neu geführt.
When we get through the Holy Spirit, because He will guide us to all the things in all the
things.
So even though you know by heart, you know what He's saying, but Holy Spirit makes it
alive.
We see it in the chapter of the Gospel of John,
chapter 12.
We see what position we got. Everyone who sees Jesus as Lord and Savior becomes God's child. It is not like sometimes we can be. I must beg God in my heart. Beg God to give me this and that. I ask you about your children when they come to your house. Do they come to your old father? Can I have some bread? Can I have an apple? At least in my parents' house, I didn't ask that.
Because
my house, my father bought everything for us.
I can
go into theater or on table eat and do whatever I
want.
Because it's my house, it belongs to me. Why should I behave like, oh please, God, have my goodness?
Warum sollte ich mich dafür benehmen und sich das nicht mehr so bedarf?
Is it really be really be my goal?
Ja, wir sollten uns Gott nur lang in diesem Licht in der Hand keine Götter. Sondern wir dürfen von ihm nehmen.
Because we are children of God.
Weil wir seine Kinder sind.
Children of God. they know the kingdom comes from somewhere.
Und in der Haus, wie sehen wir den Haushalt funktioniert?
I know how my house functions and I'm sitting outside.
Und ich bin jetzt heute auch so weiß, wie das in meinem Haus der Haushalt geführt wird.
And you're sitting too.
Und das Kinder wird so aus.
And you're sitting too. And you're sitting too. And you're sitting
too. Und alle Kinder wird so das aus, wie sie so weit aus. Und so
weiter. But we have, as people, we have the low kind of appreciations for God. And as a result of that, first of all, self, we have low expectations.
And
so people focusing more on image than on God.
Und ich habe mich erinnert, wie wir in den Team mehr Aufmerksamkeit zugewandt haben als Gott.
Focusing more on such a thing.
Und auch mehr die Engel wichtig genommen haben als den Heiligen Geist.
You know, people in the time of Jesus are going to fail.
Und in der Kultur kommen aber zur Zeit Jesu.
In the time of Jesus, they were wondering what happens when Jesus shows us.
Und sie haben immer gesucht und gewollt, dass Jesus noch Wunder tut und was kann er noch alles tun.
Show us more.
Und sie wollten mehr sehen.
And we know that this world we believe more we can see signs from heaven.
Ja, und wir wissen auch, dass selbst in dieser Welt, also sie würden nicht glauben, oder mehr glauben, dass sie noch deutliche Zeichen vom Himmel bekommen, dass sie so
werden. Und they do that.
Ja, sie wollen mehr Zeichen.
And I'm thinking, when God's time, when people say signs and miracles in church, they cannot believe in God. We have no signs in our way where to go, the point is
where.
We are supposed to walk with the Holy Spirit. And we better should learn and know Holy Spirit.
Das besser lernen, wie können wir mit dem Heiligen Geist Gottes sein. Und erkennen lernen, wer ist der Heilige Geist. Was sind seine Wirkungen, was tut er, was wirkt er. Und
wenn wir
den ersten Teller anschauen, dann werden wir das neuen Leben zu kriegen, sondern darüber hinaus.
Was können wir da tun?
Und wir wollten es unbedingt sehen.
Aber ich würde sagen,
Und dann so ungefähr, als ich zum Glauben kam, das war ungefähr zur selben Zeit, als diese neuen Kinder, Schlafkinder kamen. Und Gott hat mir, hat mich so aktiviert in mir, ich hatte keine Ruhe, ich musste es wenig aufzählen. Und manchmal bin ich dann dort geblieben und habe den Film geschaut.
Auf den Morgen seitdem in Schulden.
Weil da hat sich dann auch eine Freude
getan. Ja, das ist
warum ich vielleicht ein neues Leben hatte.
Das ist mir klar.
Und als ich dann wieder geführt habe, hat das
every time I went to Australia.
Und jedes Mal, als ich dann zum Gebet ging, dann hatte ich wieder so neue Freude und den Frieden in ihm. Und dann habe ich das alles warm und dann ist jetzt wird
nicht
ja, und ich habe dann auch das Vermieden, alles in der gleichen Dinge entertainen.
My wife sometimes is not happy when I'm staying in prayer on the
Sabbath. Ja, meine Frau ist manchmal nicht zufrieden und drin, sondern die ganze Nacht auf der Sabbath.
I'm saying to her, thank you. is too much to say this is homework. Please do this. I could take it here, but it's taking a long time. This one. It's spinning above this one. Walking. Dear God, we thank you for everything you have done for us. Being honest, what we do in our lives, no one can do. Thank you that you take care of us. I believe.